Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Friday, May 17th, 2013. And today, as we journey back to Benghazi, Libya, we can't leave that place. We ask ourselves some questions. Why should there be an investigation into Benghazi? And do we need a special prosecutor? If so, why do we need a special prosecutor? And I have called upon the words of an expert today. We have him with us in his own words, and that is retired four-star admiral and former commander of the U.S. Pacific Fleet, James Lyons, offers his thoughts to us today on Benghazi as he was interviewed in two separate interviews with Mr. Roger Aronoff of Accuracy and Media. Mr. Aronoff interviewed Admiral Lyons first in February of this year, right after Hillary Clinton's testimony before Congress when she made her famous or infamous "What difference does it make?" comment. And the second one was just the other day as all this stuff started to break. So Admiral Lyons asked these questions by Mr. Aronoff about Benghazi. He was asked in response to Hillary Clinton's question or statement, rather, "What difference does it make?" He was asked if he thought what he thought about that, and he said, "Well, Richard Nixon found out what difference it makes when you lie to the American people. They don't like it," he said. Well, another question was, "Do we have a clear picture after the Independent Accountability Review Board conducted its hearings?" Mrs. Clinton testified along with many others. He was asked, "Do we now have a clear picture of what happened in Benghazi?" And Admiral Lyons said, "Well, the Independent Accountability Review Board was like having the mafia investigate a crime scene." He says, just speculating. He admits it's just purely his speculation, but he offers his own theory about what happened in Benghazi. He says that in his opinion, it was a bungled attempt to get Ambassador Stevens kidnapped so that Obama would be able to negotiate his release in exchange for Omar Abdel Rahman, better known as the Blind Sheik. You remember the Blind Sheik. He's the one who attacked the World Trade Center the first time back in the early 90s and set off some explosives in the basement. Well, this deal went awry, Admiral Lyons says, when two Navy SEALs refused orders to stand down and defended the compound and fought all night, and they killed so many of the attackers that the attackers became infuriated and overran the compound and killed them. Egyptian President Morsi had said earlier, when he took over Egypt after Mubarak's downfall, that one of his objections was to get the Blind Sheik released from an American prison. And Admiral Lyons goes on to give his theories about what happened prior to the attacks with security and things like that. These really aren't theories. This is statements of what actually transpired just before the attacks. He said, "We had repeated warnings of impending attacks, warnings from friendly embassies, the British embassy. These are people all pulled out of Benghazi and warned of attacks. The Benghazi defenders reported to their superiors that in the face of a determined attack, they could not defend the compound. They asked for additional security, and they were refused. They did not get it. On the day of the attack, a Libyan policeman assigned to policing the compound was seen taking pictures inside the compound. Ambassador Stevens was disturbed by that and wrote a memo to his superiors and sent it up the line. Roadblocks were set up outside the compound." This was reported by people who had been in the compound and who had left. They had to go through these roadblocks. Still, no security was assigned to them. The leader of Al-Qaeda in Libya, the day before the attacks, had put out a video calling for revenge against the Americans for the killing of an Al-Qaeda leader in Libya by the CIA. Lieutenant Colonel Wood in Tripoli, had a 16-man security force assigned to him of special operations troops, but they were pulled just before the attack, despite Ambassador Stevens begging that they be kept there and assigned to him. They were pulled, and only four men left in this security force in Tripoli. Well, Admiral Lyon says that this is all just a smokescreen, that it doesn't make any sense to him. He says it doesn't make any sense for the Al-Qaeda people to kill Ambassador Stevens because he was their facilitator. He was the one training their fighters. He was the one supplying them with weapons. And now they have access to all these weapons that came from Gaddafi's fall in Libya. These weapons all fell into the hands of Al-Qaeda and have spread across the Middle East and across Africa, especially in Mali. Now, as to the question of we could not supply any relief, Mr. Obama said. There was not time. Well, Admiral Lyons answers that, and he says there was a Marine Force recon team. If you've ever served in the Marine Corps, you know that that is the elite troops of the Marine Corps. Just 130 of them based in Sigonella, Italy, just across the Mediterranean from Libya. Also, there were Marine units in Rota, Spain that could have been dispatched. They were not. No alert went out to them. Admiral Lyon says, and he should know, that F-16s could have been over Benghazi in an hour or two, quote, an hour or two. No requests were ever made to friendly embassies, like the Turkish embassy and the Egyptian embassy. Now, as I said before, Al-Qaeda militias from these Arab Spring revolts have all of Gaddafi's military equipment, and it's showing up everywhere. He goes on to say, Admiral Lyons, that is, that administration officials have lied repeatedly to congressional committees. These are felonies, and it doesn't make any sense, he says. We need a special prosecutor. Why would we supply weapons to Al-Qaeda? He says if a special prosecutor is appointed and gets into that, it will make Iran-Contra look like child's play, he says. Those are his words. The House has to have the courage to appoint a special prosecutor, Admiral Lyon says. Then he was asked the question finally in closing out the interview, what about John Kerry, Chuck Hagel, and John Brennan, Mr. Obama's state security and defense teams? And Admiral Lyon said, well, if I were Iran, I'd be thrilled with them. He says, again, a special prosecutor should be appointed and should be asked some questions. These are some of the questions, not all, but a few. Number one, what was the Obama administration's full role in helping violent jihadists, self-styled Al-Qaeda terrorists and Western-backed revolutionaries take over Libya in the first place? Number two, did that half-baked scheme to arm jihadist leaders who had previously fought U.S. troops in Iraq contribute to the attack, as countless experts and officials have suggested? Number three, what was actually going on at the compound in Benghazi, which, as the report states, was never a consulate, despite establishment media claims? Number four, was Ambassador Stevens recruiting and arming jihadists and terrorists to wage war on the Syrian regime after what Obama called the, quote, success in Libya, as a growing body of credible evidence suggests? Number five, why did the administration claim for so long that the attack was just a protest over a YouTube video gone awry, even when it knew definitely that was not the case? Number six, was the lack of security at the compound a political ploy to conceal the extent of the lawlessness and utter chaos left in the wake of Obama's unconstitutional regime change, war on Libya, even as members of Congress have alleged? Well, those are the words of Admiral James Lyons, four-star admiral, former commander of the U.S. Pacific Fleet. And I would like to close out today's podcast by giving you some of my own words, and that is, it is ironic, quite ironic, that the media, who has covered for this man, President Obama, for his entire term in office, still continuing to do so today, he has turned on them through Reportergate, as we talked about the other day, and now they whine and say this is terrible and a terrible intrusion. What goes around comes around. Well, a special prosecutor. I certainly agree with Admiral Lyons. We need a special prosecutor. Who would serve such a role as that? Who would be independent enough, bipartisan enough, to serve in the job of special prosecutor? Who would want that job? Well, I would. I'd take it. If you have any influence with Congress, folks, and know anybody who does, you might feel free to suggest my name as special prosecutor. I would love to investigate Benghazi and find out, through subpoena power, what actually happened there. That's the way I see it, folks. May 17th, 2013. Until next time, folks, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.